GE Additive goes big and goes medical. Since the formation of GE Additive, the Additive Manufacturing, AM, division of one of the world's largest manufacturers has had a steady stream of announcements. Two of the latest indicate that the company's plans for 3D printing are aggressive. After announcing a partnership with Stryker to supply machines, materials and services for the medical manufacturer's supply chain, GE Additive has also announced the development of the largest powder bed fusion metal 3D printer to date. 3D printing implants. Stryker has been using AM since 2001 and has invested in Concept Laser and Arkham machines, which are now manufactured by GE Additive. The company subsequently opened a global technology development center with an additive technology manufacturing hub in Carrigtighill, County Cork, Ireland. This would enable Stryker to expand its product line, which includes a cementless knee implant that has two 3D printed parts, a tibial base plate and a tritanium posterior lumbar cage. By incorporating pores into the designs of these devices, it's possible to encourage bone growth and a quicker integration of the implant by the patient's body. GE and Stryker share a similar vision, and both of us understand the transformative power of additive design and manufacturing, said Vice President and General Manager of GE Additive, Mohammed Edeshami. We regard Stryker as one of the most experienced practitioners of metal additive, with a range of commercialized medical products. We will continue to innovate with new additive products, materials, and technologies, which will support their growth. The largest powder bed fusion 3D printer. When GE Additive acquired a majority stake in Concept Laser, it bought the manufacturer of the largest powder bed fusion system in the world, the X-Line 2000R, which has a build volume of 0.8 meters by 0.4 meters by half a meter and 2 1-kilowatt lasers. Among its users is Airbus subsidiary Premium Aerotech. At the Paris Air Show, GE announced that it has spent the past 2 years developing an even larger system dubbed Atlas. With a build volume of 1 meter by 1 meter by 1 meter, Atlas is designed to produce large-scale parts or a large series of parts. The machine will 3D print aviation parts that are 1 meter in diameter, suitable for making jet engine structural components and parts for single-aisle aircraft. The machine will also be applicable for manufacturers in the automotive, power, and oil and gas industries, said Edeshami of GE Additive. We have customers collaborating with us, and they will receive beta versions of the machine by year's end. The production version, yet to be named, will be available for purchase next year. So far, GE has developed several proof-of-concept machines, but it plans to unveil the first official demonstrator at the Formnext show in Frankfurt, Germany, this November. The machines will be scalable, depending on customer needs, and can process reactive and non-reactive metals, such as titanium and aluminum. The company hopes to begin delivering machines to customers in late 2018. Both moves are significant, given the fact that GE only officially became a 3D printer manufacturer at the end of last year. Now it has shown that it will not be slowing down by getting into the highly active medical space and releasing a new system for the mass manufacturing of metal 3D printed parts. To learn more about GE Additive, view our interview with Greg Morris and visit the division website.